Hi, I'm Amanda Steele. I'm the author of Ghost of Me, which was a top 10 finalist in the thriller category of the Author Elite Awards 2020. This podcast, I'm going to be recording a chapter every week, and I'm going to be starting with the prologue. And if at any time you want to read the rest of the book quicker than I'm reading it, you can go to Amazon and buy it in paperback, or you can get it on Kindle, on Apple Books, Kobo, and lots of other different ebook platforms. And it's also available as an audiobook, which is not narrated by me. So, like I said, I'll start with the prologue, and in the following episodes, which will be every week, I'll just launch into the chapters. So, this will be the only episode where there's an introduction, and links will always be included in the write-up in case you decide you want to buy and read the whole book in one go. Prologue. He lurked in the shadows, waiting and hoping she wouldn't take a different route. This was her usual route. He knew that. He knew her. Obscured by the two looming buildings he stood between, he pleaded with whatever higher power there was for tonight to be no different. Maybe she would get a call from a friend and decide to go in a different direction. Her shift finished 5 minutes earlier. The lurker mentally traced her steps at this point. 2 minutes at her pace, unless she worked overtime or someone gave her a lift. They rarely did, though. He took a deep breath. Don't mess this up, he thought, unsure whether the words were to himself or to her. By changing her plans and deciding not to walk in his direction, despite spending the last 2 weeks passing the spot he now waited at. It would be just like her to mess up his planning, just like all of them. Then came the clicking of her heels and the smell of perfume confirming it was her, the scent of apple which prompted him to lick his lips. Or perhaps it was the anticipation of what he was about to do. None of the food she ever gave him made him feel this way. Patience, he told himself as his feet seemed to develop a mind of their own, tugging at his legs in an attempt to cut her off. 1 second, his legs spreaded themselves. Now! He sprang out of his hiding place, darting after her until she turned around. He toyed with her for a while, allowing her to think she might have a chance of escape. The real fear showed in her eyes when he grabbed her arms, pinning them to her sides. He smiled when he saw her long red hair. It almost looked like a flame underneath the street lamp. He was about to extinguish that fire. She recognised the familiar face. Her body went rigid as he reached into his jacket and pulled out the knife, reminding him of the time he had to pretend to be a plank in a school play. She would have made a good plank, but that wouldn't be her role tonight. He had gone over the plan in his mind. The victim struggled, unsuccessfully of course, but it was fun. His mind was already skipping ahead to the outcome. What are you? She began, bringing him back to reality, which wasn't playing out like he imagined it would. Something needed to be done to get things back on track. This was a moment to save her, not rush. He kept his hands on her arms and tilted his head to kiss her lips. Her breath was minty. The source of the mint flavour, her chewing gum, was still in her mouth. He rolled it onto his tongue, then removed his hand from her right arm so he could take the gum and pocket it. He wanted a souvenir. That would be better than nothing. She screamed, forcing him to clamp her mouth shut with his hand. Even the pain of teeth mauling at his hand wasn't enough to deter him. The struggle had begun.